God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Central Baptist Church in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Today is Sunday, the 5th day of February, 2012, and you're listening to our evening worship. Our sermon is preached by Brother Tim Patrick. It is entitled, Determination. So thanks for listening, and we know you'll be blessed from the preaching of God's Word.
I do want to say I appreciate your faithfulness in coming to the church service tonight. There is something kind of going on right now. I don't know if you know about that. It's a little thing called Super Bowl, and I do really appreciate you coming. I realize I'm speaking primarily to men right now, all right? Your dedication in being in the house of God, I appreciate that. You ladies, most of you, who cares? Super Bowl, toilet bowl, you know, big deal, right? No big deal, no big sacrifice, but best place to be tonight, house of God, amen? And looking forward to that. Thank you for your faithfulness. Speaking of faithfulness, though, I'm thankful for our speaker tonight, Tim Patrick. He is a faithful young man. He not only preaches it, he lives it, and I'm very excited to see God's hand upon his life, and I know without a doubt God will use him tonight. Brother Tim, you come.
Amen. All right. If you would, grab your Bible and stand with me and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Second Chronicles chapter 1. We'll begin reading verse 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Verse 10, Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies. Neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted thee, unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon, to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. Now, if you would, jump over to chapter 2 now, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1, this is the key verse. And Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Lord, and an house for his kingdom. Now, if you would, jump to chapter 3 and verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Folks, Solomon had something. Something that I want to have in my life. Tonight, I would like to simply preach on one trait that Solomon had that is something I believe that we all need. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 said that Solomon, chapter 2 said Solomon determined to build an house for the name of the Lord. I would like to preach tonight on determination. Solomon is known for the wisdom and the knowledge and the riches that were given him by God, but that wisdom and those riches were not just given him for speculation, just for entertainment, for conversation, to entertain his friends, but for action, and therefore to action, Solomon immediately applies himself. Tonight I will preach on just that, determination. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you, Lord, tonight for the opportunity we have to come before you. Help us, Lord, to have a sensitive heart to your truth. Give us exactly what we need to hear. Stir us up. Do something within us, Lord, that this world could never do. We need you, Lord, tonight. I need you, Lord. Help us, Lord, and we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. The key factor in accomplishing anything worthwhile in life is determination. Determination is the key ingredient to success. You can have determination without success, but you'll never have success without determination. I've known people that are determined individuals that have not succeeded in life, but I have never found one individual that's a success in life that's not filled with some determination. And being a success is not winning the lottery. I'm pretty sure that automatically qualifies you to be a loser. Determination is the key ingredient that allows success to happen. You see, the Bible says that Solomon determined to build a house for the Lord his God. It was this determination that caused Solomon to be successful in his life. Now, what was it that caused him to be successful? Now, what was it that caused him to have this determination? Why did he have determination? I'll tell you exactly why Solomon had determination. He had it because, first of all, he found his purpose for existence. Solomon found his purpose for existing. When he found his purpose for existing, that purpose instilled inside of him a determination to do something for God. You see, without finding your purpose for existing, you'll never get determination because you've got to find your purpose for existing. Building was the work of Solomon, and that's what he was designed for. It was his purpose to build the temple, and that's why God gave him those gifts. It was his purpose for existence. Once you find your purpose for existing, then with the next step comes determination. And once you get determination, then success follows determination. But you'll never have success without determination. And you'll never have determination without finding your purpose for existence. Without determination, goals are not met. Projects are unfinished. Dreams become illusions. Nations will crumble and lives will become aimless and hopeless. Determination is the drive that keeps you going when times get hard and tough. Determination is what makes the impossible possible. Determination is what makes a loser into a champion. Determination is what gives hope when there is no hope. Determination is what turns failure into success. Determination is what turns weakness into strength. Determination is a choice made with confidence and truth. Determination is what makes a way when there is no way. Have you ever found an individual and they're constantly in and out of certain things? They start something and then they get out of that, and then they do something else, and then they get out of that, and then they get out of that, and then they get out of that? Hey, God made you for a purpose. Find out what your purpose is for existence. I've had kids at the high school ask me what I'm going to do when I get out of high school. It's funny, I've had more than one kid ask me if I was going to be one of them radio host guys. Man, that'd be fun. I mean, and here we are, you know, and that kind of stuff. That would be fun. But then I tell them I've been called to preach, and then usually they say, I should have known. Tim, I'm going to be real honest with you all tonight. You hear me preach, but have you ever wondered how a preacher boy would sound when he reads his government textbook, a portion of that textbook at school when it came his turn to read the portion of the text? It's so hard, you know, it's so hard for a preacher boy to read anything, you know, without a little extra passion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a preacher boy. I can't help it. They know that. I'll never forget last semester in government, our teacher wanted us to read a paragraph of the chapter we were reading. And as I'm listening to these other kids read, it sounded something like this. Since the Second Continental Congress declared America's independence from Great Britain on July 4th, 1776, the United States government has sought to realize the fundamental principle on which our nation was founded, that all people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then it was my turn to read. The Constitution of the United States of America is the supreme law of the United States, empowered with the sovereign authority of the people by the framers and the consent of the... Sorry, I'm a preacher boy, I can't help. Of the legislators of the states, it is the source of all government powers and also provides important limitations on all government that provides the fundamental independent Baptist... I mean, the fundamental rights of all United States citizens. Right after I read my portion of the book, I suddenly hear lots of laughing. And this is a true story. Everyone, including the teacher, was laughing. I look up to see what they're laughing at. I look out the window. I don't see anybody out there. I don't know what they're laughing at. I mean, there's all these windows. But they were simply laughing at the fact at how I read that portion of that government textbook. Then my teacher says, Tim, I like your enthusiasm. While he's still laughing. So I sat down and I can still remember my thoughts. I was thinking, all I did was read. Has anyone ever heard someone read before? As a preacher boy, my determination while reading that paragraph was apparent compared to these other kids. Now, these kids knew who I was and they know where I stand. Thankfully, God did not make Tim Patrick to be a radio broadcaster. God made Tim Patrick to preach. I believe that that's my purpose for existence. Friends, it's about time we understand that we'll never be happy until we find our purpose for living, and that purpose is for what God made you to do. You start doing what God made you to do, and you'll be amazed at how happy you become. Let me give you a perfect example. Folks, I love Brother Lynn. I mean, he's one of my closest friends. I've known him my whole life, basically. We were talking about that last time at nursing home, actually. He was talking about that, how we were playing ping pong when I was, I don't know, but I was pretty short. And we were talking about that. I've known him basically my whole life. But he's a real man of God. He has to deal with us teenagers. He must be. All I can say is that Brother Lynn must be crazy to be a youth pastor for around, is it 13 years now? 13 years, about. Brother Lynn is one of the most faithful people I've ever known. You say, I wish I could be as happy as him. Brother Lynn is happy because he's doing what God wants him to do. And that's what I've always admired about Brother Lynn, is that he always does his best. He always does his best. You say, why has Brother Lynn chosen to preach to teenagers every week? You know why? He's found his purpose. And his purpose has instilled inside of him a determination to turn us teenagers out for God. Find your purpose for existence. Hey, you're not a mistake to God. You're not a mistake. You say, but Brother Tim, I was born out of an affair. I'm an illegitimate child. I'm just a mistake to my mom and dad. Listen, friend, you may be a mistake to mom and dad, but may I just say that you're not a mistake to God. God wanted you here on this earth. He made you for a purpose. Hey, I don't care what Mr. Joel Osteen says. God didn't just place you here on this earth just to have fun. You're not here by mistake. People walk through life saying, I'm a mistake. I'm a mistake. I'm a mistake. No, you're not a mistake. Hey, God loves you. You're not a mistake to God. God put you here for a purpose. But Tim, I live in a drunkard's home. My daddy's in jail. My mom's a drug addict. I'm just a mistake in life. I'm a nobody. No, sir, you're not. God made every one of you here tonight for a purpose. Don't you walk through life saying, well, I'm just a loser. I'm a nobody. No, sir, you're not. You are somebody because God placed you on this earth to do something for Him. Hey, you're not a, you are somebody to God tonight. Maybe not to anyone else. Maybe not even your parents. But God says, I'll take you. I'm glad He said that to me. And don't miss your purpose for existence because of your own selfish desires. Hey, God never called anyone to go into Hollywood. And that's the truth, but I'd like to clarify. There's a really good movie out there most of you probably watched called Courageous. That was not made by Hollywood. I just want to clarify that. I knew someone was going to say something. Courageous. That's a wonderful movie, but wasn't made by Hollywood. It actually came out of a Baptist church. I think they made that thing for $1 million. It says, I think they made for $1 million, and they've already made $35 million. So I just wanted to say, great movie. So that I really appreciated that. But God never called anybody to go into Hollywood. Let me go another step. God never calls anybody to be a rock singer or to be a country singer or to be a rap singer. No, God calls no one to be a supermodel or a superstar. And that's the truth. Folks, God has a more important purpose for us than just doing some worldly activities that might include fame. You say, where does God want me to go? That's God's business and that's God's own decision. We just need to go wherever and do whatever He tells us to do. And we need to be sensitive to Him leading us and not just ignore God. That's the problem with America today. People are trying to block out God. They don't want to think about Him or have anything to do with Him. You say, why does this world not appreciate the way I am? It's because your life is a source of conviction to them, and this world hates people with conviction. Hey, find your purpose. Let me go another step now. Don't lose me here. I'm just trying to be really honest with you. I personally believe that God doesn't lead anybody into the professional sports world. You say, Tim, I don't like what you're saying. Well, I don't like what the professional sports world is doing to our nation either, but I'm a good race car driver. Wow, I can drive a piece of tin around a track on Sundays. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah, you keep 100,000 people out of church and no more than a big drunken party at a stadium where some guy thinks that it's his purpose in life to drive a car around a track a zillion times until you get beer squirted all over you because you won the race. That's my purpose. That's wrong to keep that many people out of church on a Sunday. You say, it's just NASCAR. I don't care what sport it is. Folks, there is a real race God has set before us. God wants you to come to church every time those doors open up. I believe that anything except health problems that always keeps you out of church is wrong. God made you for His purpose and for His desires. His desires. We can't let our selfish desires overrule God's purpose for our lives. I understand that the Super Bowl is on tonight, I think. The Dallas Cowboys are not playing. And the Oklahoma Sooners are definitely not playing, Brother Kyle. But I'll still enjoy watching it. I like football. There's nothing wrong with just watching a football game. But folks, some people think that it's more than a game. Tim, listen to me. I was born to play in the NFL. I'm destined to play in the NBA. It's my calling. I hate to break it to you tonight, but God didn't give you a life just to have a good time. That's selfish desires. What do I do then? Get some determination to find His purpose for your life. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but most of the people in the sports world are not living in reality. They are living in their own selfish desires that they probably dreamed as a child, but one of these days they'll grow up and they'll wake up and their life is gone. God may ask, what did you do with your life? Make your life count. Make your life count. Friends, if you ever get in any position where sports are more important and more exciting and more interesting and more moving to you than this book and the God of our eternal security, then we might as well forget to become determined. We might as well forget becoming determined Christians. We never want to get to that position, no matter what desire it is. So how do I get determination? First of all, find your purpose for existence. Then secondly, spend time with determined individuals. You don't have to spend a lot of time around me to know what my determination is in life. Determination has been a key factor and will continue to be a key factor in my life. Folks, I cannot and will not spend time with individuals that have no determination. Why? Iron sharpeneth iron. If I spend time with undetermined individuals, I will become an undetermined individual. All the time, people ask me what my plans are after high school. And honestly, I'm 18. I don't know exactly what God wants me to do or where He wants me to go. But I've been praying for a while. I do feel Him leading me in some direction. I think God would have me to go to Bible college to start out. You see, I don't know exactly where God wants me to minister at exactly. But if you were going to ask me what most kids at the high school, what their plans are, what their purpose is, you'll usually get one of one answers.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, what's your goal?
I don't know.
Do you have a goal?
No.
The problem is that most teenagers have zero determination to do anything, no matter what it is. Why? Because there is no such thing as a purpose or determination unless God is in the midst. Determination brings patience to the impatient. Determination turns the no into a yes. Determination makes the unbearable bearable. Determination makes geniuses out of the unlearned. Determination is the wake-up call to the human will. Determination turns mediocrity into excellence, and determination turns obstacles into opportunity. One of the greatest needs of our society tonight is for some of God's people to get a determination back inside their soul. We live in a generation that's a lazy type of generation, that has no determination, that's not willing to work, and that just goes and does whatever they feel like doing, whatever feels right, whatever they're in the mood for. Hey, let's get some healthy determination back inside of us again. Hey, it matters not the size of your talents, whether you succeed or not, it's the size of your determination. And this is proven all over the Bible. If I was to ask you some of your favorite men of the Bible, just list them. I wonder if we could find any man that was successful but didn't have any determination to be. Listen, I cannot give you determination. I wish I could. I wish I could just say to the ushers, did you bring the buckets full of determination tonight? Did you bring those? You know, I've always been the type of person who has to be doing something or working. If I'm not, I almost feel like something's wrong. Something's got to be wrong. I'm just that type of person. I'm going to be honest with you. As a preacher boy currently attending the Ponca City High School, I've learned one main thing. Most teenagers there are lazy and have zero determination to do anything and will tell you just how much they hate their life. I want to make sure you know that. So when a fellow like me, a preacher boy, actually tries to do their best, which I believe God has always called us Christians to do, their best, these kids don't really know how to respond. Just recently, there's this one girl that's been in some of my classes, and she asked me, Tim, have you ever cussed once in your life? And I thank God I was able to say no. But you see, this girl cusses all the time. You know, she's wicked. I mean, I've seen her do all kinds of things. And of course, she knows I'm a Christian, but she didn't know how to respond to me and the things that I say. And she said these words to me, Tim, I just don't know how to respond to you. I just don't know how to respond. You say, Tim, do kids ever make fun of you? Yeah, but I expect it. If I wasn't being made fun of once in a while, I might get a little nervous of my Christianity. Just a week or two ago, I was walking out of the high school, and a couple kids, they were walking by my car. And they said, hey, Timmy, church, that's where it's at. So sincere, you know, so sincere. Folks, I've got to be determined not to let every little thing the lost person says get to me. Jesus was bombarded with all kinds of people. I believe God has placed me at the high school for a purpose. I must determine not to let my selfish desires overrule God's eternal authority and His purpose for my life. Pastor hit the nail right on the head this morning. Actually, last week, I think it was. God is the king in His kingdom. He has the right to do whatever He wants to do. We must let Him direct our lives. The other day ago, I invited a teenager to church, and he said, I hate church. Just said it. I hate church. Determination can also be determining not to let things in this world bother you. Be determined to keep a consistent, kind-hearted spirit. Never change because of what people say to you. The other day ago, there was an older lady who happened to be a teacher helper. I guess that's what you call it. A teacher helper in one of the classes at the high school. And she was coming from lunch. And as she was walking down the hallway there, some other kids were walking in the opposite direction. And there were these, you know, five guys, barrel-chested, and we know the tough guys. But they were covering up the whole hallway. They were covering the whole thing. She didn't have room to get through. And as she was kind of passing there, she said, excuse me. And one of those guys said, shut up. And that teacher happened to be going to the class I was in. And she told me how that really bothered her and how it really, you know, hurt her heart. And it hurts my heart to hear that kind of stuff happen, especially to teachers or anyone for that matter. It's wrong. But God, I believe this is where God's placed me. But let me tell you, the Lord, you know, I don't always feel welcome, you know. I don't always feel welcome at the high school. I know this is where the Lord's put me. And He has a purpose for it. I don't always know what it is, but He has a purpose. And the Lord has used it to help me. Christians, don't give up. Don't give up. Folks, do you know why lost people and people in this world give up on life? No determination. And I got news for us. The average person in society right now has zero determination to do anything. No wonder America is an aimless society with a bunch of dead folks walking around. Why? Because America is a nation without determination. We start a war with determination, but then we let the news media take that determination away. Oh, let me stop here for just a minute. I could care less what the news media thinks. What does God say? It's right here. We got everything. But what do all the other nations think? Listen, we got out of Europe. Stop trying to copy Europe. Let's understand that America is supposed to be one nation under God, and America ought to get back to what made us a great nation. Hey, get some determination inside of you. Hey, that's what America's dying for. How do I get determination? First of all, find your purpose for existence. Folks, your purpose for existence is not about you. The average person in America thinks life revolves around one person, numero uno, me. I've got news for you. Life is not about you or me or the President of the United States. Whether this country thinks it or not, God has supreme authority. He has the right to do whatever He wants to do. Hey, it's not about how many possessions you collect in life. There's probably some of you in this auditorium tonight whose only goal in life is to have fun and have lots of earthly temporal possessions. Hey, consider your eternity. Consider that kingdom that's coming. I mean, right when God says it's over, it's over, you know. You've had your fun, now let's see what you did for me. Let me just go ahead and say it. It does not matter how many cars you own, how big your house is, how many clothes you have, how many dollars are in your bank account. It doesn't matter. Hey, life is not about you or me. Either way, everything we own is already owned by God anyway. That's right. Solomon knew that. He made sure that other people knew that too. Hey, if you're going to have some determination, find God's purpose for your life. God does have a purpose for you living upon this earth, and not the purpose good old Joel Osteen says. Life is what you want it to be. It's all about you. It's all about you. Hey, we need to realize that our purpose for existence has nothing to do with us. Your purpose for existence is not about how much fun you can have. What? Huh? What do you want to do? Have fun. Just have fun. That's your goal, yep. You know, if a preacher's not funny and doesn't tell a bunch of jokes, we think that he's boring. We live in an entertainment crazy society. Technology is now the God of America. The fact of the matter is, the average person spends too much time watching television, being on the computer and on the cell phone. And in America, technology has now become something that people can't live without. They can't live without it. Of course, I didn't say that it's wrong to have any of these things, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't think these things are being used in the way that's pleasing to God. Hours upon hours of time. Here's the real problem. People don't realize how weak their flesh really is. They don't realize it. In my life, I want to have this attitude. Lord, I'm thankful for what you've given me. Lord, I sure do appreciate it. Thank you for television, for cell phones, for computers, television. I appreciate it all. But Lord, I just want to make sure one thing is very clear. I can't live without you. Lord, I appreciate it all. Lord, I mean, you're so kind. But Lord, as long as I just have you, then these other things, they're nice and all, but you are my all. We live in an Xbox society where we always have to have some type of entertainment. And the truth is, no wonder America is in the shape she's in, because we cannot think for ourselves anymore. We're in a generation where everybody has to entertain us and everybody has to always be doing something. Hey, I'm not against good music, but you know, some people can't live in silence. Hey, Jesus went to be alone with God once in a while. Some people listen to so much music that the music speaks for them and thinks for them. People don't realize that God gave them a brain for a purpose. I mean, I've had many, many kids begging me for answers on an open book test. Open book. They said, Tim, please, help me. When they say that, usually I say, you're reading the same book I'm reading. Look for it for yourself. It's a test, my friend. That means you must be tested. It's pretty funny, actually. In my fifth hour class, it seems that almost half the class now asks me for a piece of paper every day. I mean, half the class. I'm serious. Every day. And now I'm starting to say no. Because my teacher said he won't allow it anymore. Then usually a minute later, the same kids all ask me, can I have a pencil? And, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Just this past week that happened, actually. I asked a kid if he's brought a paper for a while. He said no. So I'm like, no, you're not getting one, sorry. But I can just look into their eyes and I just know they probably have never brought a piece of paper in their life. They have absolutely zero determination to do anything except sit at home all day long and stare at a television until 1 o'clock in the morning. Those are the type of people that come to church and wonder why God didn't speak to their heart. God couldn't speak to your heart even if you wanted Him to. With that kind of lack of determination in your heart, your purpose is just to have fun. Your purpose is just about me wasting hours of my life on my own selfish desires. And my friend, you'll never find your purpose and you'll never have determination to fulfill that purpose when your only goal in life is to have fun. Hey, your purpose for existence is what God made you to do. Folks, you will never be happy in life until you find the purpose of why you were born.
Well, I don't know.
You just grunt it through. It seems to me that many people will do anything to avoid God and His purpose for their life. That's the average person in America.
I don't know.
I'm just going to float through life. Everything will be all right. And that's a lot of people. That's who a lot of people hang around with. That's why a lot of young people, I'm not necessarily against you spending time with people your age, but I've learned this myself. You better get around some individuals who have the same determination as you do to God's will. You younger kids coming up, you need to look to that man right there. That man right there, Brother Lynn. He can help you to be a determined individual. I don't know where Miss Jenny is, but young ladies, that's a lady, that's a great lady. That's someone we can look to for determination. Don't look to the world. Nothing is irritating me more right now in this time than a society of soft, lazy, and undetermined people. Whine, complain. Some of you guys can't even take out the trash. But it stinks. Well, it's probably because it came from your bedroom. Have you ever smelled your bedroom? Man, I walk into some houses and they'll just tell you walk up to their bedroom and they have a sign right there. Toxic waste inside. I mean, they'll just tell you. At least they give you some warning. You know? Spend time with determined individuals. Get around Brother Lynn. Get around Pastor Waterloo. Get around Miss Brenda. Spend time with Miss Jenny. Get around Jose. Become close to these folks. Remember, closeness is a result of working together. Fellowship is a result of closeness. I think it's a good thing to remember that we do not get close to each other by fellowshipping. You get close by working together, helping each other. Christians, we share the same work. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Thank God I can come to Him and rest. But when I get there, He does not say rest. He says, here, take this yoke and pull this plow. That's what the ministry expo was for last week. He says, when you do that, you will learn of me. You will learn of me. So how do you become close to these determined individuals? Not by fellowship. Fellowship is a result of closeness, not a means of closeness. So we're all Christians and share the same work. So here's what we do. We work together and become close. Work on singing music in the choir to the best of your abilities. Work at it. Work on being an encouragement to pastor when he preaches. Teenagers, let's work on applying what Brother Lynn teaches every Wednesday and Sunday. Let's just Let's just work at it. And then we fellowship as a result of that. If you want determination, spend time with some determined individuals. Also, one thing that might help you to get determination is to read books. To read books about determined individuals. That's helped me. I personally enjoy reading autobiographies by some old-time preachers. I'm not talking about those magazines on the Walmart checking lane there. Yeah, we need to get rid of them. You say, some magazines are great. This magazine talks about music. Yay, now you can blow out your brains. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. That's great. Now you can listen to some racket that'll blow your brains out. That's fun. But Tim, I just feel so one with God when I listen to that stuff. Here's my suggestion to you. Why don't you read some books from some old-fashioned preachers? It'll change your life. It changed my life. My dad recently ordered the famous book, Pilgrim's Progress. I love that book. What a fantastic story. My dad's inspired by John Bunyan's determination to follow the Lord's will because he would not accept a preaching license. It's a literary classic. I mean, he wrote it while he was in jail and he shared it with his inmates. That's real determination. Learn about determined individuals and spend time with people who have determination. Thirdly, let nothing stop you from reaching that purpose of existence. Let nothing stop you from reaching your purpose of existence. Nothing. I said nothing. Hey, don't let your money stop you from your purpose of existence. But Brother Tim, I can make a lot of money and I can just support everybody. But if God called you to do something else, you do what God called you to do. And folks, don't let some other group of individuals stop you from reaching that goal and your purpose. Tonight, why don't you and I get a determination to serve God the rest of our lives? Let's just decide, I don't care what comes my way, I'm just going to serve God. Sounds good to me. But you have to decide for yourself. Is a job more important than God? Is money more important than God? Is being recognized in society more important than serving God? Hey, you better push your selfish desires aside and say, I'd rather ride a bus. I'd rather be an usher. I'd rather go soul winning. I'd rather teach a Sunday school class. I'd rather just help around the church here. I just want to help around here. I want to make that my purpose. I'd just rather serve God the rest of my life. I'd just rather do that. Folks, we need to make sure our rathers are set right. I've got a quick question for you. This is rhetorical. What would you rather be doing right now? This is rhetorical. In your heart, would you rather... Now, this is a loaded question. Would you rather be watching the Super Bowl? Yes. No, I said this was rhetorical. Ruined it. Okay. Folks, are you rather set right? Are you rathers? What do you rather do? What would you rather do? Folks, make something out of your life. Drugs are not your answer. Alcohol is definitely not your answer. Alcohol is never anyone's answer. Also, get a determination within you to make those who you love proud. Determined to do it. I've had a lot of people invest in my life. One of my goals in life is to make everyone that's ever invested in me proud of me. I'm determined to make my parents proud of me. I'm determined to make those teachers who taught me proud of me. I'm determined to make Pastor Waterloo and Brother Lynn proud of me. Hey, don't make your preacher waste his time. Determine to make him proud. And folks, determine to make God proud of you. You say, Tim, I want determination. Now, how can I get it? If I could define determination, I would choose to define it in two words. I will. I will. Your I will is more important than your IQ. I know a lot of knowledgeable people in this world who have a stunning IQ, but they have no I will. Determination means I will. I will. I will. I will no matter what. I will because Christ is still. I will because thy kingdom is coming. I will because eternity awaits. I will though others won't. I will because he is real. I will because of what he has done. I will because of what he is doing. I will because of what he will do. I will because he carried my sins up Calvary's hill. I will Because there is no greater cause. Because you are my because. Everything I have lived for is all because of you. I was born because. I was saved because. I was rescued because. Christ bore my weight because. I read his word because. Christ is coming back because. I will because it's his will that I do. Christians, isn't it great that we can come to this altar anytime, free of charge? It doesn't cost us a penny to come and pray before Almighty God. The only thing it may cost you is some friends, maybe a reputation. A week from tonight, you might say, Tim, I've been serving the Lord with determination, but now some of my friends have left me. What do I do now? Send them a thank you letter. In a group this size, though, there may be someone in here who says, I have no determination, and it may just be because you haven't even been saved yet. You should consider it. If someone was to ask you where you'd go if you died today, would you say,
I don't know?
Friend, I challenge you to get a determination to get that settled tonight. Tonight is the night. You say, I'll just do it tomorrow. Nope. The Lord only saved today. You say, I can get saved tomorrow. Nope. The Lord only saves today. Yeah, you can get saved tomorrow only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. But Christ could come back anytime and take us on home. Thy kingdom come. I just love that. As far as I'm concerned, if you're lost, don't wait until the end of the invitation. Come on down. You grab a Christian brother or sister and say, I need to be saved. Don't wait. Get serious about your eternity. Settle it right now. Just settle it. Friends, tonight I'd like to challenge us to get a determination that says, I will. I will, though others won't. You say, then what? Well, the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we see that Solomon said, I will. Determination. Will you? Dear God, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to read your word and to read it, Lord, knowing, Lord, where our eternal destination can be set. I believe, Lord, that tonight's message was a message for the heart. Lord, may we be sure in making one thing very, very clear to you. You are our all. It's not about us. It's not about just having fun. It's not about our selfish desires. It's about your purpose. You deserve our willingness. Lord, may there be one tonight who'd say, I will. I know others just won't. I will. Lord, may we never come to the place where no one will volunteer to serve your great purpose. May we never come to the place where no one will volunteer to serve it. May we never come to such a desperate situation where no one will say, I will. Give us determination. In Jesus' name.
You have been listening to the broadcast of the Central Baptist Church in Ponca City, Oklahoma. If you have opportunity to visit Ponca City, we invite you to be present in our worship services. We're located just 1 mile north of the city at the intersection of Highway 77 and Coleman Road. We'd like a chance to say welcome in person. But until that time, God bless you. Have a great week, and thanks again for listening.